Everybody said?
Amen.
That's right. Well, it's nice to see that our honeymoon couple is back with us today. They walked in the door. I asked Olivia, I said, who's the boss? She said, I am. Welcome to my world. I told you in counseling, it was all going to come down like that. And you said, I know. Every man here understands Chris's dilemma and situation. Look how happy we are. Look around, look at Kitty, how happy he is. See, you know, we're all happy. We're all in the same boat. As I said one time in counseling, I said, let me tell you something. I've seen the boss's job, I don't want it. It's not fun sometimes being the boss. You know, we live in a world, in a day and age, to where the closer that we get to Christmas, starting next Sunday, and for two Sundays, I'm going to preach a two-part series. For most people, Christmas should be a wonderful, blessed holiday. But believe it or not, records teach us that the most suicides committed on this planet is done in the month of December. Even though it seems to be happy, maybe for a lot of people, it's not happy for some people. And that breaks my heart. Because to me, Christmas was always a fun time. But it was always a good time because we always put it in my home in perspective. You know, Jesus is first.
Amen.
Not Santa Claus. Understand that? Jesus is first. If you put Jesus first, and if you really truly celebrate the reason for Christmas, then you will truly have a good Christmas.
Amen.
If you understand that. I'm going to preach a two-part series on why is Christmas so miserable for so many people. Now, and I'm going to address this because the internet world watches me, and believe it or not, sometimes I have a bigger audience that's watching me internet-wise than congregational-wise. And I appreciate that ministry, but there's a lot of responsibility that everything I says, or everything that I say, doesn't always stay right within this auditorium. And for the last 4 or 5 years that we've been on the internet, I'm held accountable for what I say around the world. And I have to watch a little bit about that. Understand, but I never back up on this one thing. I don't care who hears me around the world. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
If you want to have a good holiday Christmas, you put it in that order, and I promise you, whether you receive one gift, no gifts, many gifts, Christmas is not about the gift, it's about the gift of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, I'm going to finish up today on the subject that we've been talking about, how to deal with life disappointments. Believe me, everybody here, I've said this for the last 2 weeks, deals with the subject. Everybody here has had disappointments in life. Maybe even today so far you've had a disappointment. And I promise you, if you live long enough, tomorrow, the next day, next week, you've got to deal with disappointments in life. Do not let disappointments define you. Let Jesus define you. As we have up here on the screen, Satan has his way. Jesus has his way. Satan's way of dealing with disappointments is simply this. Blame God. It's God's fault. God doesn't love you. God's never loved you. God loved you. Believe me, you and me in this mess that you're in. And how many people buy in to that garbage? It is garbage to the hilt. And I apologize, garbage guys. I do that for a living. But it is garbage to the hilt. It's ridiculous. When the challenges of life come your way, I've said this so many times, but it's a gospel truth. Don't run from God. What? Run to God. That's what it's all about. Understand that. Believe that. And you'll see how Jesus will get you through. All right, let's review some scriptures. Brother Larry, here we go. The Lord is good. We've said His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Do you believe that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Absolutely. All right, Brother Larry, let's go. For now we see through, Paul says, a glass dimly, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also as I have known. Even if I don't understand it, I don't understand why things happen to me. It's not meant for me to understand everything. What I have to do is believe in the one who does know everything, and that's Jesus. He sees beyond the problem and sees the potential. Do you understand that? He sees beyond the problem and sees the potential. Every time I have ever made it to a mountaintop, I've had to go through a valley. You understand that? Anytime you make it to a mountain, you've got to climb to get to that mountain. It takes work to get to the mountain. You got to start off in the valley before you can get to the mountaintop where you can see the scenery and understand the ultimate grace of God. Understand one thing. Even though you may not understand your situation, God does and will get you through. Give the Lord a hand of applause in the place. All right, well, there you go. Jeremiah says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, no matter what you do, most people who speak for a living, maybe they do promotional work, they'll always say this: it's not how you start, it's how you what? End. It's how you finish. That's right. Everybody has to start off in a certain way. You start off in school, not with a degree. You start off in kindergarten. And through every step of the way, you get into higher education. I start off learning this, now I've got this. I remember when my two were in kindergarten, they know nothing. I tried to teach them a few things. Now, look at it. Still don't know nothing. But they're educated people. Now, I say that, and that's cute, and that's funny, but I guarantee you, they are two very, very smart people. Education is a wonderful thing. You don't learn it all in kindergarten. It's steps in life that bring you education. Now, through all of that comes some type of pain. All right? Every time when Melissa started nursing school, she put on Facebook, I did what? I survived. She keeps saying, I'm surviving. I passed this test. Barely, but I passed it. The next test, it's better. I'm struggling, but I'm getting through it. Because at the end of it is a reward. Maybe a diploma, maybe a degree, and all that's wonderful. But when you put it up on the wall, which you have to understand, I go through all that so I can do what? So that I can make a living. Why would you go through and educate yourself if you don't want to make a living? Most people go to school so they can get a good job, a better job, or the best job. So you can make a living. Well, sort of the same way in your spiritual life. We go through all of the knocks and pains of life so that I can become and be a part of the living. One guy told me one time, he said, you don't know how alive you are until you're in pain. When you're in pain, at least you're alive. Dead, and you don't feel nothing because you're in it, you're dead. Every time they would come at me, when I was in dialysis with them needles, all Calvin, they're little needles anyway, they just little things. But to me, they look big because they come here and say, stick me. The nurses will always say the same thing. I don't know why they say this. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. They went through all that training to be able to say that to a patient. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to. It never seemed to hurt them. I know. Usually what Marcia would always say to me, this is going to hurt for you to get ready for. Okay? That's right. That's right. At least they give you a warning. You know, it's coming. But that's part of life. But in the end, thank God for the stick and the needle and the pain because it kept me alive. You understand that? There's a reason for everything in life. It's not always on the mountaintop. There are some valleys. But you get through the valleys to get to the mountaintop. Understand this. When disappointments in life come along, don't let them define you. It's how you handle it defines you. You understand that? And you handle that through Jesus, through His guidance, through His mercy, through His forgiveness, through His grace. Ashley, you want to tell you, her illness of life has not defined her. It's the fact that she's here today, standing today, fighting today. She's here to give God grace. This is what defines her. Give her a hand of applause. This wonderful couple back here, wonderful, Violet and Bill, 2 years back to back. One almost died, the other one was there by their side. The next year, the other one almost died, that one was by their side. Today, they're beside each other back here Amen. In church. Understand, he says, I'm going to give you an expected end. Here's what I think about coming to my end. Jesus is going to be there. And actually, my end is just the beginning for a Christian.
Amen.
But I'm in that casket. Don't sit there and scream and holler over. Well, you cry a little. But I mean, don't come there and worry about me. Because I'm going to be in a better place than where you are. Because my end is not here on this planet. It's not here in this world. My end is not a tube in me. My end is not heart issues that I've got, diabetes issues that I've got, feet issues that I've got. That don't define me. What defines me is what Jesus does for me. And every day, He allows me to get up and He allows me to go and do about His work. I've always said through all of this, the reason that I deal with health issues is so I can give God the glory for it. Because as long as I can stand, as long as I can preach, no matter what issues I have, I'm going to give God the glory. Because I'm not in my end yet. The end's going to come when Jesus tells me it's my time. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Paul says, brother, I count not myself to have appreciated and apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Forgetting those things which are behind. The problem, folks, and the deal that we live, we can't live in the past. Paul says, if I lived in the past, that's all I'll ever be. I don't live what's behind me. I'm reaching for what's ahead of me. You understand that? That's how I understand disappointments in life. Because disappointments are behind me. You understand that? Disappointments are behind me. That's not what's ahead of me. Even if what's ahead of me may be some disappointments, I get over that. I get around it. I get through it. Somehow or another, to understand that that doesn't define me. It's not what's behind me, it's what's ahead of me, because I'm going to press toward. Press toward means I'm going to go forward no matter what. I don't know what news I'm going to get today, get tomorrow. Stephanie and I was with Mom a few hours before she had surgery. She'd already told Stephanie how she wanted a funeral, what she wanted, how to do it. When I got up there, she wrote the same thing to me. Because she said, let me tell you something, if God calls me home, don't worry about me. I'm fine. I said, Mom, I'm not going to worry about you. I hope you survive, I hope you live. You mean a lot to a lot of people. But I promise you, whatever your wish is what we'll do. She said, all that I wish is at my funeral, you was talking about Jesus. Now, understanding that, what defines us? Even death shouldn't define us. Because if we're Christian people, even when we live this world, we're going to be with Jesus. We're going to be with Jesus. We're going to be with Jesus. Because we press for the high mark, for the prize. And the prize is meeting Jesus one day. That's the prize. Face to face. Walking with Him for eternity. And everybody said?
Amen.
Let me close by reading to you just a moment. If you've endured a life-altering disappointment, everybody has, you may have good reason to ask, where do you want me to go from here, Lord? It's a good question. You may rest assured that in time, your Heavenly Father will answer you. I don't care what time, you need to say, Lord, this is a tough time I'm going through. But you tell me, what do you want me to learn out of this? And I promise you, if you pray that, I promise you the Lord will teach you through whatever disappointment you're going through. I promise you. His answer may not come immediately. It may not come in a way that you expect. But this you can be certain. If you certainly ask, God will answer. Your Heavenly Father has a perfect plan and a chosen path for all His children, including you, including me. Everybody say it?
Amen.
When tough times arrive, you should learn from your experiences and you should prayerfully seek God's guidance for the future. Then, you should get busy with the work at hand. The difficult and rewarding work of overcoming your disappointments. When you do your part, you can be certain God will do His what part. You can be assured that in time, your Heavenly Father will turn your stumbling block into stepping stones. The best way to get over a disappointment is to get busy. And let me tell you what I think this writer means by get busy. Don't get busy thinking about yourself. Get busy working for you. The best way to get over yourself is to help someone else. You understand that? If you want to get over yourself, help somebody else. If I'm concentrating on somebody else, I ain't got time to worry about me. Really, I don't. A phone call, an email, a card, a letter, whatever. In the world we live in, a text. I don't text anymore, but I can talk right into my phone. I'm getting good at that. You people get texts from me, baby. I talk right into it now. I just get the thing. And I just say, text Monica. It comes up and says, what do you want to say? I love you. What's for supper? Hey, I'm not the most romantic person. But I did say I loved you, for I want to know what's something. Because you know, the best way to get to a man's heart is what? That's right. But you know, sometimes we make life much harder than it needs to be. Understand this. Disappointments, oh yeah, they're all around us. If that's all you concentrate on, But the best advice I've ever given anybody, and listen to me, especially the internet world, quit thinking about disappointments. Put your mind, put your eyes, look for the prize. And the prize is Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. Press toward the mark. Look to understand to the high calling of Jesus Christ. You have a high calling. Every one of you. I don't care from the little ones to the old ones. You have a high calling. If you're listening. I heard a cute joke. I actually heard it this morning, but I've heard it many times. Now, sometimes I'll tell the thing wrong, but this 92-year-old goes to the doctor and he can't hear nothing. I'm getting that way. I'm 57. I can't hear mom. He goes all beside me sometimes. And that can work to our favor. Sometimes just keep that in mind. Doctor gave him some news. He said, okay. Doctor saw the old man about 2 weeks later. When he saw him, he had this 25-year-old good-looking lady beside him. The man's 92 years old. And the man was happy. The doctor looked at him and said, what are you doing? He said, Doc, I'm just doing what you told me. He said, what do you mean? He said, I got a hot mama. He said, sir, I said you had a heart murmur. Whatever helps, you know what I'm saying? But do we really listen? Do we really listen? When disappointments come your way, listen, I promise you, God will get you through. Listen closely. Listen to your heart. God will guide you through. Next thing you know, it'll be behind you. You'll be pressing toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. That's where we all need to be, pressing toward the high mark of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, the precious and holy name of Jesus. We pray for your will to be done in every life that's here. Father, may your word go forth to understand, yes, life is full of disappointments, but it shouldn't define us. To understand, if we live with you every day, walk with you every day, you will get us around it, through it, on top of it, to where now is behind us. And we press toward the high calling. Father, please be with each and every person here today. Those who are watching by internet today, we don't know what people deal with on a daily basis. But Father, may we get through it in your name, with your help. Satan's got his way of trying to just tell us, God doesn't love you, or he wouldn't let you go through this. But believe me, God does love you. And he will help you through it. Through reading of his word, through prayer, and through attending church, God gets us through every situation. Father, bless these moments. Jesus, most precious and holy name, we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, as Michael begins to play, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.